Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
The world is yours. DJ World Premier, the boy wonder. Young scoliosis. Smothered pork chops on a bed of white rice with heavy pepper. Your fave podcast could never. It's the German bomber, the pod father. Christmas sweater Zaddy. Cause you know I'm out here with the ugly Christmas sweater on. Talking about ho ho hoes. We got my esteemed colleague joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. None better, none other. We got the stat god, the math god. Derrick Rose, ACLs, the leader of growth and development for all of the inner city Chicago areas. Cabrini Green, mattress flipping champion, hide and go seek champion, 1994, summer. Young fried Oprah. You may have seen him with a hard hat on. You may have seen him at the spot with the dollar shots, eating oxtail pizza. But you never seen my son out here with the dirty, I can't even remember the white boy name, but they got a white boy name. You never seen my son out here with the white boy Air Force Ones that you buy and they dirty out the box. You never seen my son unfresh. We got a boo-wop with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Man, you gonna stop pushing that motherfucking year back, bro. I am 35, bro. Hey. Listen, you're trying to insinuate that I was out there on projects at five and shit, flipping and shit. I wasn't.
It's no age limit for being a project baby.
You're right, but my parents loved me, so they didn't have
to. Hold up. So you saying if you was off the porch between the ages of five and eight, your parents ain't love you?
I ain't gonna say they didn't love you. I'm just gonna say they wasn't pretty. They wasn't fond of you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you off the porch at five is crazy, bro. Like, this is not the fucking 1800s, bro.
Like, yo, I think I was off the porch at five. In a different country, too.
All right, well, let's put it like this then.
That's even crazier.
That is crazy, but it's just like, it was different times too, bro. Like, it's fucked up right now. If you off the porch at five, it's bad, G. Somebody don't care about you, G.
Now, if you off the porch at five, it's some issues. Mm-hmm. I don't know whose kid it was a couple weeks. No, it was about a month or two ago. I'm outside on the front porch smoking. It's a bus stop and a four-way stop on the corner. I'm right there. A fucking baby. And I'm surrounded by corner stores. And it's a fucking baby. Like, couldn't have been older than three. I think this nigga still had a pamper on. That nigga was walking down the street and, like, the lady stopped. And she hung her head out the car. She said, yo, am I tweaking? Is that a fucking baby? No, nah, you're not tweaking. That's a baby. And like a couple minutes later, like the mama came back from the store and was just like, yo, you ain't get my baby? No, ma'am. I did not. I was letting Darwin do his thing in that motherfucker. You hear me?
Oh shit, we going to hell, bro. Oh shit. I can't believe I agree with you. He's talking about Darwin.
Nah, I was letting Son cook. I was like, oh shit.
If it's your time, it's your time. We'll fight.
If it's meant to be, it's up to me. You know what I'm saying? Ain't that what Aaron Hernandez said?
Something like that.
Nah, we're going to get some crazy replies to that. We got some replies from last week's pod. We got some replies from last week's pod. This, and I want y'all to keep responding when you see the clips online. Like, comment, and subscribe to the pod too. But like, I love the commentary that happens when I get to take some joints from the pod. Little 2 minute, 3 minutes here or there, and I get to post them, and I get to just have interactions with people. So one of the joints, I'm going to say that this young lady is an earthy young lady. You know, she had the moon, stars, and quasars in her little bio. She looks like she puts the rocks out during the daytime so that the sun can recharge them. And then she put them in her pillow at night. Like, she looked like one of them type of shorties. Like, she had armpit hair and wasn't trying to hide it. You feel me?
Oh shit. She got them bracelet tattoos. Like, they real.
See, you know the vibes. You know the vibes. You go in her house and she got the little tapestry hanging up on the wall. You know what the fuck is about to happen. Just make sure you pat yourself down before you go home, because she left one of them little rocks in your car. And I don't know what that rock is supposed to do, but as soon as I see the rock, I know I need to just cease and desist. Shorty on the no contact list. But she told me that Shorty spun the block on WAP because Mercury was in retrograde.
Indeed.
And I'm like, oh damn, y'all love blaming shit on retrograde. But then she said, after this retrograde, we was going into a shadow season for like 6 weeks. So I don't know what that means. Something is blocking something. But somebody that's earthy, let me know in the comments what it is. Four people, they said that they stand with WAP. Red Pill WAP got a large following, y'all. I want y'all to know he's got a large following. He's keeping the lights on here at The World Is Yours. We finna get an intern off the strength of Boo WAP's work.
Type shit.
That young man is carrying water. Think the Jews back when they was building pyramids, like that. Like, that's the kind of work that WAP is doing for us. It's amazing. It's a good time.
In the words of my nigga Lloyd, I'm just trying to be true, man. You know? Please accept who I am. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga's quoting toxic fucking R&B.
All right.
No, but I support it because Toxic R&B is fire. I still miss the begging joints.
Oh, that shit over with, bro. We in the super toxic era right now.
I don't think we can beg no more.
Hell nah, we can't, boy. That shit over with. You beg for your bitch, you begging for her to leave. Let her find out you begging for her. You want some. what folks say on the on the end of the road, baby? I knew you was out there with that man. I didn't even care. Why did
yo, the, you me? The bum nigga with the bass and the cane, bro? The bum nigga with the bass and the cane. That nigga had, if he was a, today an R&B artist, he would probably be, you know who that nigga evolved into?
Razzby.
Slick'em.
Yeah.
From that group.
I was he went from, it went from the Razzby to a nigga like that, to a Slick'em.
Damn, Raz B was the nigga that talked on the breaks for the R&B joints too, won't he?
Yes.
He don't even like girls, bro. Nah, let me chill. I don't want to put that on his body.
Put it on his jacket. If you put it, you put a lot of shit on my jacket.
wait. We jacket shaming now?
No, yes, I am. Fuck you talking about. I got a lot of shit on my jacket. Fucking with you, that I gotta try to slowly remove it.
I never put bussy on your jacket, brother. I never put bussy on your jacket, brother. Never.
I could never allow that, but yeah, that's, look, the man said it himself, bro. Like, I'm just saying, he said it himself.
Might have to cancel this whole fucking show. I put bussy on a nigga jacket, like, hold on a second, we about to fight.
Yeah, type shit, but it's, look, bro, at the end of the day, the man, you can't, like, R&B is dead today, bro. Like, it's dead, bro. It really is. All that crooning to your girl shit, bro, they don't want to hear that shit. They say they do, though, because what everybody want to do today is sound politically correct when you talk to them. They want to say all the right things. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga gonna say, I'm a real nigga. And every female gonna pretend to be an alien. I only talk to one nigga at a time. I don't know. One nigga. I don't know. Ain't nobody in my inbox. Nobody.
Oh, that's my favorite. That's my favorite. I don't. I'm going to take this to the Wayback Machine, but there was a time where a young lady posted a conversation, and it was just like a general conversation, like, oh, you cute. Oh, you cute too. Yeah, I'll be cooking. It's like, yeah, we should go out on a date. Yeah, okay, we should go out on a date. Where you want to go? And it was like, damn, that's what's wrong with you females, always wanting to go out somewhere.
And do.
And she immediately turned into some shit like, nah, I can cook for you. You can come through and I'll cook for you. Mm. And she posted that shit and I was just like, dog, please don't tell me that you simping in the inboxes like that. She was just like, no, that's not me. That was one of my friends. I'm like, damn, your friends is going out sad, bro. Like begging for a nigga to come over to have a home cooked meal. After you said you wanted to go out and you don't even like niggas in your house. Like, that's kind of sad. And later on, Shorty left the phone open. I looked down. That shit was in her Instagram inbox. So I'm like, ain't that a bitch? It was really you. But nobody, no, I don't talk to nobody. I don't talk to nobody. I don't give niggas attention. Giving niggas mad attention. Shameful shit. But you gotta be careful. Cause one thing I've been introduced to this week, especially the week, that I've seen these people on the internet at a high rate. Women will do some shit and then hit you with the, and as a man, why are you even talking to a woman? Why are you even arguing with a woman as a man because you yelled at me for 30 minutes straight? As a man, you shouldn't argue with a woman, but you've yelled at me for 30 minutes straight. this isn't your time to talk. I'm only letting women talk right now. And I was like, hold on, bro. Am I in the fucking Twilight Zone? Yeah. This ain't equal opportunity.
But it can be. I just know at the end of the day, bro, like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, I'm gonna say, man, though, like, the girl asked me today at work, she's like, do you think I'm gonna ever get married? I'm like, no. She's like, why would you say that? And she young, you know what I'm saying? Like, she young. And I told her, like, initially, like, I don't want to sound harsh when I say it, like, because I'm trying to be as truthful as I can. Like, I truly don't know you, right? Like, I get a vibe from you, like, that you don't seem like you are, like, super promiscuous or nothing like that. But at the same time, I don't know you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've never seen you in a relationship and how you act while you're in a relationship. None of these things, right? So, like, I'm just trying to give you a truthful answer. Why I say no is because I also think just that's just not what niggas is on today.
No, no.
I think niggas is waking up, bro. Like, that's just what it is. Like, the end of the day, bro, like, I'm not finna wife no female that's, if she know Glorilla word for word, bro, I'm cool.
Wait, she can't know Glorilla?
Not word for word.
You gotta, it's not like she has the most complex raps, brother.
I know. That's what I mean. So if you got a black ass nigga with dreads and a dark skinned nigga with waves and all that, I'm cool on you. And this is what females try to do. Are you trying to make somebody that listen to Glorilla mean that? Like, no, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that at the end of the day, like, everybody judge each other. That's what we do. Mm-hmm. We can't help it. We gonna do that. It's just part of, like, being real. Like everybody try to act like people past don't matter. Like, your past does matter. Everything matters.
No. It all matters. I don't think the past matters as much as you do. I think we've held a little bit of contention on that point. Y'all know Dizzle likes some miles on that engine. So that ain't never mattered for me. But knowing Glorilla shouldn't be the biggest indictment. Now, when that changes how you operate in real life, yeah. If you out here thinking you a city girl because you like their records, or if you think that that's how relationships should operate because you like those records or the Cardi records, then yeah, I can see, you know, a relationship not blossoming.
But that's what I'm saying. The thing about it is the manipulation behind it, right? It sounds like I'm saying you can't listen to Glorilla. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, if you just, like, it's your anthem. It's your lifestyle. Like, you, people try to deny, like, music being, like, a gateway to the soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, if some come on, a certain rapper that you really fuck with and he, whatever, like, they're saying shit that you gravitate to, that you fuck with, it, and you're gonna feel that shit. That's what music is for most people. People try to deny it though, like, oh no, it's just a song. No, you fuck with it. You fuck with them bars.
You've made that your whole personality.
That's just what it is.
You've been out every fucking Friday. Whether it was 95 degrees or not, you was outside.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging outside the fucking window of your friend's Kia Soul.
Turn.
It's 95 degrees. I ain't got no nigga. And no nigga
ain't got me.
Shit. Nah, you know what? I'ma go sexy red though. I'ma go sexy red. I'ma give Glorilla a little bit of grace. Cause she do go to church on that album.
No, glow cold though. Don't get me wrong. I fuck with glow. I think glow hard. Again, I'm just still saying, like, I don't think if you're a woman and you say, like, you fuck with glow talking about and if you fucking with that, there's no way you could realistically tell me you want a nigga. And I'll tell Glorilla that to her face. If that's how you feel, shorty, cool. You can't tell me you want a nigga, though. Like, what nigga want his girl to be talking about some, I ain't got no nigga, and no nigga ain't got me, but low-key, we booed up, whatever. Like, you just, like, the whole I don't need a nigga thing, and I can have this many niggas and all that, cool. If that's how you want to move, cool. But don't just say you moving like a nigga, or you moving free as you want to move. Like, don't say you, like, really want a nigga, though. Like, to me, that's just my mentality. I don't think you want a nigga if you think like that. Like, you don't want a man.
I think so. I think they have a misunderstanding of what they want because of some of these records. Because of some of the social, more about the social media influence. You know, and I'm not going to talk 50-50 or doing 100%, but I will say some of these expectations are a little bit crazy. You want a nigga that's going to pay 100% everything. You also want him to build shit in the house. Mm-hmm. You also want him to be emotionally intelligent. You want him to be emotionally available. You want to be an excellent communicator.
Mm-hmm.
You want him to uplift you. You want him to help direct you and guide you into a better way of life.
You, this is my favorite one. You want me to make you want to stay off them streets.
Like,
and gotta, if he want me to, he gotta make sure. He gotta make sure. Like, what? It's either you want to be off them streets or you want to be in them streets. That's how I feel.
Sound like women want a parole officer and a daddy.
Yeah, they do. They don't. The thing about it is the big A word for them, the accountability. See, it almost sound like they saying they have no purpose. Like, they don't really add value to most men's life. That's the reality. Most women don't add value.
I'm gonna fight you on that one. I'm gonna fight you on that one. I think women do add value.
Oh, it's still.
I think they do add value. It's a nigga out here right now that got an apartment and he's sitting on lawn furniture indoors.
Mm-hmm.
In his living room. He's sitting on lawn furniture. He don't have a TV stand.
Now, TV
on the flow.
Now watch how I counter that, right? She's adding value to a nigga that ain't no shit.
What you mean? Men are simple people. We like the finer things in life, but like furniture ain't never been no shit. A nigga's like, oh yeah, I got excellent taste in furniture. Nah. Niggas get the crib, they got the PlayStation, they got the TV, and that's it. That's all niggas need.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, in general, like, she got a nigga some furniture, you know what I'm saying? Cool. Cool. She did that. But me personally, I'm not letting no female do no shit like that because I already know what come with that. I don't want a female to do nothing for me but take care of herself. Cause I don't.
You don't want her to hold it over your head.
Definitely that. Cause they do that.
Nigga, it looked like a cookout in your living room when I met you.
I'm not dealing with that. Fuck that. Fuck that. Cause then, like I be petty too though, cause I'm a petty nigga. I ain't gonna lie, I get petty as hell. Like, I don't forget shit. Don't try to act like you better than me. When I hit at your granny crib or some shit, I will bring that shit up. Remember the time I fucked you in your driveway at your granny crib? What you talking about, some I ain't shit? You ain't shit.
You going low blows, brother.
Yes, I'm petty. I keep telling you this. I didn't take that road. And I'm lost right now. So, like, if I get on that road, I get on that road. I get on that road with you. You want to take the petty highway? I get on that with you. I get right on there. Because I don't get no fuck no more. Because this the era we live in. Don't nobody get no fuck, bro. Ain't no consequences for nothing no more, for real. Like, even in the era where you really can't even lie in, because everybody got receipts. You try to lie, oh, I ain't tell that bitch that. Bitch instantly pull up the call log. So this ain't you blowing up my phone 38,000 times?
Catching niggas down bad. Niggas be fucking. Them videos where niggas be crying in the car?
Yeah. And
hyperventilating this shit? Hey, I want you niggas to know.
Damn, shorty. Yeah.
You niggas is down bad, bro.
But see, the thing about it is that everybody want to act like this shit don't happen. But it happens. It didn't happen to the best of us.
That's never happened to me, man. I ain't gonna hold you. A lot of shit has happened to me. A lot. My house was on fire at one point. But it won't never that bad where I was.
I almost want to say something, but I ain't gonna say it. But it almost sound like it, though. I ain't gonna say it, though.
It almost sound like I was down that bad?
No, hell no. Not even that. It's just, it's almost the opposite, but I don't want to say it because but for me, all I'm gonna say is this, right? What it sound like for me personally, like I feel like the only way you really down that bad over a female, bro, is if you're truly in love with her. Like, and that's why I say like niggas should never fall in love, though. It's like not good.
Wait. You telling niggas to never fall in love?
Yes, I'm telling niggas to never fall in love. I'm telling niggas to. And when I say that, I don't want like the obvious shit that just get the randomly getting thought of, which is, oh, if you're not in love with your girl, that means you don't. You're not going to treat her right and this and that. No, that don't mean that. I'm saying, like, once you in love, though, bro, like, as a man, bro, it's for me, it was the scariest shit ever. Because it's like, this person can get away with shit that nobody else can get away with. You know what I'm saying? Shit that you... I'll probably slap the fuck out of a motherfucker over. This person, though, in particular, can't really get away with that. Like, they can get away with little shit that you just normally wouldn't go for.
No.
It's real, bro. If people, you say that, like, everybody say they got you know, like barriers, or you feel me, like just shit that, hey, you cross that line, you know, like the person that you love the most can move that line. She could test it, or you know what I'm saying? More than anybody else, you ain't gonna let it. That's what it is, bro. I'm telling you. It's a scary place to be in.
Because I'm not rolling with that. I still think that falling in love could be the dopest shit that ever happened to you. If handled correctly, it could be the dopest shit that ever happened to you.
It can be. It do be. It do be. That's what I'm telling you. It do be. When it's at its highest, it's at its highest. But when it's at its lows, that's the part that they don't tell you about. When it's at its lows, that's when you at your vulnerable spot with that person. And you don't want to leave this person, but sometimes, like, that line get blurry. You see what I'm saying? It get blurry because you just like, anybody else, I probably would have been left. But I love you. I don't want to be with nobody else. That's your mentality. And the biggest strength a man has to me is the ability to walk away from some shit. Like immediately. You have to be able to know when it's time to fold. And if you don't, then that's when shit get dangerous. And I think like that's the only time a man can be like that. That's our biggest vulnerabilities anyway. Like the shit we care about. I want to, again, like I always say this, like I know like you just see it work better, like when the woman loved the man more.
What the fuck? What?
I promise you, when the woman looks at her man like he's a fucking superhero, the relationships work better. It looks better. Like it just works better, bro.
Nah. Well, looking at your man like a superhero, that's one thing. But listen, women don't even want to like you more than you like them. They already on some shit like, if I like a nigga too much, if I feel like I like a nigga more than he likes me, I'm a dead this nigga. I feel like I'm hitting this nigga up too much, if he not texting back fast enough, I'm dead in this nigga. I'm on to the next one. Like women don't have one, they don't have a lot of patience. But two, with them, I don't want to generalize, but they don't want to be alone when it comes down to how they feel. Cause that's vulnerable for them. Like liking a motherfucker more than they like you. Like that's trials and tribulations for women. For me, I just be like, oh damn, like it's whatever. But like a woman find out, oh, I like this nigga and I liked him way more than he liked me. Even if it's just fucking overthinking, that's a problem. You never gonna get that.
That is not a problem, bro. Bro, women,
for them, it is.
It's not a problem for them because they operate it again. The only time it's a problem when they like the wrong nigga too much. If they like the right nigga too much, it's never a problem. It's only a problem when they like the wrong nigga too much, the nigga that's dragging them through hell and back.
they always like that nigga too much.
That's they fucking problem. They wired wrong, bro.
Well, we wired them. Not we as in me and you, or even men in general, but.
Right, you right.
Think about when little girls is in kindergarten, they in first grade, they in second grade, they come home from school, and, some boy is bullying them, and the mom or the sister says, oh, he's only bullying you because he likes you. And like they get programmed, they got programmed, at least in my era, they got programmed on that shit early. It was never no fight back, defend yourself, protect yourself, don't let nobody mess with you. Oh, he's just bullying you. He just picks on you because he likes you. So then women, at least in my era, was programmed to think that a nigga picking on them, joking on them, cracking jokes on them, not being endearing to them is, oh, he likes me. He likes me because he don't call me back after I call him. He likes me because he said I was ugly or my makeup was bad or, you know, some shit like that. Like, they take that shit as like, that's just part of course. It's like fucking being in an abusive relationship. A motherfucker start yelling and screaming, you know the routine, just start shutting up and fucking not making no waves or else it's gonna get worse. Oh. Topic change. Here's somebody who's never gonna find love. Are you familiar with a young lady named Lily Phillips?
No, who the fuck is that?
Oh, WAP ain't in these streets, y'all. This is a sad day. It's a sad day for the pod.
It's yours.
It's a sad day for the pod. WAP's not, you not in these streets. I just said that WAP was keeping the lights on. He don't even know who Lily Phillips is.
He don't know. I don't know who that is. I know who the fuck Cooking with Kai is, though.
Yo. Okay. Oh, shit. You like Shorty?
Let's just say like Shorty decent. You know what I'm saying? She decent for sure. She decent. I ain't a cop. I mean, I just don't know. Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I don't know all this shit, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro, it's a lot of shit to keep up. It's always something trending. It's just always something. It's the era we living in, I guess. But like, to realistically say I know everything when it first hit, I'll probably see it eventually, whoever the fuck you talking about. But I probably just seen it and just don't even know who you talking about. Like,
I had this in my notes and I meant to send it to you. So Lily Phillips is a OnlyFans creator. Mm-hmm. Let's just call her OnlyFans star. White woman, girl next door kind of look, you know, blonde hair, cute eyes, little titties, like little body is cool, it's whatever. She recently was creating a documentary for her rollout for this, but she had sex with 100 men in one day. That's right, y'all. That silence that you hear, if we get quiet enough and you turn on your Beats by Dre headphones or your EarPods or your AirPod Plus Pros, you can hear her father crying. If you just turn the volume up just a little bit more, you can hear her dad crying.
You hear WAP crying.
100 bodies. In one day. And Shorty in this documentary, after this shit is over, they was just like, yo, what's going on with you right now? And she's crying. She's like emotional and shit. And it's written here that she described the experience as quote unquote intense. Nah, Shorty was in her bag though.
You think? Fuck you talking about? Duh. And
she
is an understatement. Bitch.
She also expressed doubts about recommending this to anybody else, highlighting the emotional and physical strain at the beginning of the event. Nah, keep Shorty on the watch list, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna get too deep into it, but keep Shorty on the watch list. Because 100 bodies in one day is definitely, that's a different monster. Now, I know I said I like some mileage on it, but I don't know if I can deal with that kind of mileage. I'm a pretty forgiving guy. A 124 hours, bro? That's nuts. Cooking with Kaya. It was weird to see all the women turn on Cooking with Kaya so quickly.
Why you be shocked by these fucking women, bro? Like, bro, they're fucking haters, bro. They fucking hate each other. They hate men. They hate women. The only thing they fucking like is dogs and money. That's it.
But I thought the girls would show up for this.
Fuck no. Too many of they niggas is watching Shorty. No, they don't like the bride, bro. Like, it's over with, bro.
But some of it is her commentary. You got to be honest.
Bro.
Shorty made a plate and said, you better make your nigga a plate like this or else he gonna come over my house. Like, if she's throwing shots.
Do your job. Make sure Kaya can't fucking steal your nigga from a fucking video. Do your fucking job, lady. That's what WAP gotta say. Fuck. Fucking. Stop trying to save him, Dizzle. Please, bro.
I see dead people. Wop, 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 wop.
Yo, Chris Paul ain't got shit on me and Pod. Hey, we be looking like Lob City on the Pod, nigga. My son, Blake Griffin, or DeAndre Jordan, whoever he want to be on that given Wednesday, bro. My nigga said, oh, you want the flashy 360 or you just want a dead body on fucking Devin Knight? Like, you just want the dead body in Detroit?
You want to see a dead body?
Brandon Knight show ass.
Or you want the 360 spin on Perk in Oklahoma where that shit wasn't a dunk, but it was a dunk? Oh, man. No, listen. I'm a man, so women ain't gonna listen to me about this shit. But there are some hypocritical talking points in the girly handbook. It's not my business to get into it, but just know that sometimes y'all be doing and saying the shit that y'all hate that other people do or say it, and then you justify it. Well, but that bitch, but I don't fuck with that bitch. And it's like, yeah, but you shouldn't hate just because you don't fuck with her. Like, just don't pay shit no attention. That's probably the best thing to do. When you don't like a motherfucker, don't pay him no attention. And I think we kind of living in that era now. And we didn't talk about it a couple weeks ago, but when Schultz came out, made that commentary about Kendrick, said he was going to fuck that man, consensually or, you know, without consent, everybody was up in arms. Oh my gosh, that's buck breaking. Nigga, No, nobody cares. Nobody knows about that shit. Like, but it got him a whole lot of attention. Guess who's sitting with Andrew this week? 50 Cent. Y'all gave a nigga so much attention. Now he's getting big name interviews. Good job, y'all. And what y'all gonna do? Cancel 50 Cent?
You can't cancel 50, though, dude.
Y'all gonna stop watching Power? I ain't gonna front. I'm gonna watch Raising Kanan, but the rest of them shits can go. They can go to hell.
Bro, Tariq gone anyway. But that shit ended cold. I tried to tell you that.
I'm in the middle of a rewatch for that Tariq shit. That first season was just, golly, Mary J. Blige can't act, boy.
To save her life.
Boy, she just gotta stick to singing the McDonald's Chicken Snap theme song. Mary J, I need you to sing the McRib theme song.
I ain't gonna lie, the only thing that kind of threw me off with the Tariq shit was the simple fact that they kind of, the timeline with the Zeke shit, like that shit's just kind of weird. That shit just was weird, bro. Like, how you tell a nigga he four but he eight? Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah, that, but I also thought that I thought he was a little slow. I thought he was a little slow. They want me to tell them what I know. They want me to tell them what I know, Auntie. If I'm not 20 years old, that means I'm not eligible for the NBA. Like, niggas just told you they fucking child and not they nephew. And you worried about NBA eligibility? That's your man's.
No, you lied. I didn't lie. Hey, bro, that nigga Zeke was slow, bro. I ain't gonna lie. He was real life slow, bro. Like, come on, man.
That nigga was on the spectrum. Like, he was on the specky.
Nah, you gotta still give it a chance, though. He ended dope. Forced for the end, too. This one will be their last season. I actually worked with a character from Force. You know what I'm saying? He worked the job and shit. You know, but shout out to my nigga Chewy. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Force was decent too, though. It definitely represented the city in a decent, like, I don't say in a decent light, but more so like just on some. You can see where they was going with it. It kind of made sense, you know.
No, I'm never watching that one. Well, no, I got to do it for the rewatch. But I'm not happy about watching that one. That's the one where I'm like, 50, you was on some bullshit with this. But I'm gonna let it cook though. I'm gonna let it cook. My man. And this is what I hate about fucking documentaries. We talked about Hard Knocks on the League Is Yours pod and how that just great fucking programming. Today or yesterday, yeah, man, white quarterback Jesus, the ayahuasca god, he had a documentary that came out, and I swear, when it comes down, especially a football doc, when a football doc comes on about a player, like, I'd be ready to throw all of the week to week history that I know and see of them, I'd be ready to throw that shit out the window and risk it all to like root for their ass again. Like I've been on this pod multiple times. Rodgers is washed. He need to hang it up. He hurting his legacy. Son ain't top 10. Like you've heard me, Wop. And you beat me down with stats and facts. Rodgers top 5 quarterback. Rodgers top 10 quarterback. Hey man, you got, hey, remember when Rodgers did this? Remember on the third Wednesday of the summer solstice, Rodgers threw this 80-yard Hail Mary. And it's like, damn, you right. 3 MVPs, like, but I watched this fucking documentary on Netflix called Enigma. And I'm about 45 minutes into it, I think. And god damn. I think I'm a believer. Now, I'm not going to put him up there, you know, he's never going above Drew. He's never going against Andrew Christopher Breeze. Never.
Bro, he's been past this man. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about,
bro? Bro, in my house, I got a picture of Drew Breeze. You know, in your grandma's house, she had a picture of JFK. She had a picture of White Jesus. In my house, we got picture of Drew Brees.
That's fine. You understand it could be, it's a difference between being somebody like you could, that could be your favorite and nobody can knock you for Drew Brees being your favorite. But for you to try to argue with anybody about him being better than Aaron Rodgers, it's just not fathomable. Like it's just not a good conversation.
These last couple of years might help my argument, but it's not long term. It's not. But if you are interested in, I know you love your man, but this is more for the fans. If you're interested in a good watch, if you're interested in some good storytelling, some great fucking cinematography, give that Enigma a shot. It's good. It's 3 episodes. It ain't the longest watch ever. But I'm a fan of it so far. And shit, I gotta get some white friends. I gotta get into this ayahuasca shit because I'm not gonna say that he's making this shit look cool.
Just say it, man. Damn, give that man some credit.
It look, listen, looks like a vibe. Now, I'm gonna need me a fucking ayahuasca, you know, instructor on the premises. You know, when you do drugs that you don't normally do, you need that pro of said drugs around to keep me from having a bad trip. Sometimes I get too many questions. You know what I'm saying? Like I get to smoking. And I'm sitting down in my chair eating dino nuggets or some shit. And I'm like, ooh, my eyes supposed to be this dry? I don't even know. But I've been smoking for a long time, so I know, just go get the Visine. But if I was to do mushrooms or pure ayahuasca, whatever the fuck these niggas be doing, like, I just need somebody to, like, tell me that voice in my head telling me that I can fly and just get on the roof. Like, I need a nigga to tell me I can't fly and don't get on the roof. Because I'm going to do it. Jamie Foxx, speaking of Netflix, Jamie Foxx, don't ever do that again, bro. Don't ever do that shit again. What's the name of this shit? Some bum ass shit.
I don't even know, bro. Cause I watched like 10, 15 minutes of this shit, bro. Like it just ain't hidden. Honestly.
Jamie Foxx is not funny anymore.
Cause that shit that happened to him ain't funny. Like, don't nobody know what the fuck really happened other than what he said happened. Now, when Martin did that same type of, you dig, it was different because word of mouth still meant something. Like, people heard, you know what I'm saying, some shit was going on with Martin, but you just didn't know. Like, in this era, like Jamie Foxx said, like, motherfuckers were saying I was dead and this happened and this happened. Yeah, because it's just like, niggas just, everybody got a fucking voice right now. Everybody can just say some shit and take off. So it's just, everything he could have said, niggas done already laughed at, already done said it and laughed at it in the meme. Like, it's just not hitting.
And then he dropped they clone Tyrone right after he wake up. Poor timing.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he had a stroke. He said he had a stroke. Martin was running on the freeway with a leather jacket, a leather shirt on, and he fell out and he was in the hospital. They said they gave the typical celebrity excuse back when you could use that one. He was dehydrated. So they used that one. Whenever you had like a mental breakdown, they just called it dehydration. And then they just put you in the hospital for a couple of days. And then you did a press run about you recovering from being dehydrated. Jamie Foxx said he had a stroke. He made jokes about his stroke. You know, I asked somebody who had a stroke, I think Jamie could have did better. Or maybe just my stroke jokes are funnier than Jamie Foxx's. I'm not sure. But church people loved it. Church people loved the special. I don't think it was, it definitely wasn't a comedy special. It should have just been called a testimony. If they would have called that whole a testimony, I probably wouldn't even have watched it. But because they called it a stand up, because they had a rollout for it, I watched the bitch. I lost 68 minutes of my life. I'm never getting them minutes back. Them minutes gone forever, boo up.
Type shit.
Don't ever do that again, Jamie Foxx. Your daughter was beautiful playing the guitar with all that hair. If she's not a minor, she was beautiful. you gotta be careful when you compliment motherfuckers today. We thought Hov was in trouble for like 18 minutes. We thought Hov was in trouble for a total of 23 minutes. It was shorter than an episode of This Is Us.
Over with. And he wasn't playing no games, bro. As he shouldn't have. Man, that character, everything, bro. It's everything.
Is it character?
I mean, you know, just reputation, right? That's what I really probably meant, reputation. So, like, which is all kind of tied into each other, character, reputation, all that, right? So, like, motherfucker trying to assassinate your character with this one, bro. Like, you got to act as aggressive in personal as that charge is. You got to declare your name. You can't be just sitting around this bitch like, oh, we'll let the court decide. No. Hell no. Nah. Motherfucker said, I got busy with a 13-year-old.
Nah. Yeah, that's the mustard on your jacket that you can't, ain't no tied pen gonna get that out.
No, it's on you forever.
I don't agree. Well, I did not initially agree with his response. He made a response mad quick. He typed it up in the notes app on his cell phone, and he put that shit up on the Roc Nation website. Letting niggas know, like, yo, I'm not going to put a tweet out about this. I'm not going to get my publicist to put something out for me. I seen this bullshit. I'm responding. Less than an hour, he had some shit up. And you can tell ain't nobody look at it because it was a couple typos in there. But I'm not going to hold a real nigga accountable for no typos. Can't do it. Won't do it. The nigga don't even write his raps. Mm. I'm supposed to hold him accountable for writing an apology? Fuck no. Or not an apology, but I think it was the next day. It was shortly after. Lion King 2 is doing the they're releasing Blue Ivy, his eldest baby, did a voice on there. So they doing the red carpet thing. Him, his wife, his kid, beautiful black excellence. Everybody on the internet. He shouldn't have been there. Why he show up to that? Why is he there? Well, if he wasn't there, he would look more guilty, so he has to be there. Isn't this weird that he's there acting like nothing happened? A whole lot of chitter chatter. I appreciated the conversation, but all in all, if you run and hide, you look a whole lot, more like whatever people are accusing you of than anything else. And when he was on the red carpet, I don't know if he did interviews or what, but ain't nobody finna ask him that at the premiere of Lion King 2. They might have should had, though. Lion King 2 sound like some 13-year-olds in that motherfucker. Roger Goodell came out day or two later. I've heard these things about Sean Corey Carter. Hey, we're not worried about it. We have nothing but the utmost respect for Mr. Carter, and we're going to let the investigation do what they do. We're not going to make any changes to what we got going on. And we trust that this process will be handled correctly. NFL out. That's probably one of the best things to see from this, because as soon as some nasty shit come out about you, the money get up and run, boy.
Over with.
I never seen money run away quicker than when you did some shit. When Tiger Woods' voicemail came out that he left on that girl's machine.
Hey, it's Tiger.
Hey, it's me. It's Tiger. Tiger Woods, the golfer from the PGA Tour. Hey, it's me. My wife, Sue Ellen, found your number. Do not pick up the phone. Change your number. We're caught. Cold red, banana zero. Remember the playbook for this. Like, that nigga did all that on the voicemail. Nike, gone. EA Sports. I think EA Sports waited, but they was gone too. And all of this shit stemmed from Tiger getting perked up, having an argument with his wife, leaving the crib in the car, and crashing into a tree four houses down from his crib. He was on them perks, buddy. And niggas couldn't just assume, oh, shit, Thanksgiving weekend, Tiger got in a car accident. Oh, man, that's crazy. like niggas start digging deep and they found out that this nigga had horrors. Mm-hmm. Everybody left this nigga alone. EA Sports, Nike, fucking, I don't think this nigga ain't wore a Nike red shirt since. Now, he gave me the red shirt. Now I'm red shirt Zaddy.
Yeah.
Same shit could have happened to Hov. Niggas could have walked away, but Hov is, you know, not to shit on Tiger Woods and what he had going on at the time, but Hov is a little bit more powerful in the business world than a Tiger. But getting that Roger Goodell stamp saying, we not finna walk away from you because ain't nothing been proven yet. Hey, I like a motherfucker that's not gonna fold under pressure. Cause NFL, I think they probably top five when it comes down to public relations pressure. You know, when Michael Vick got out of jail for dog fighting, niggas was standing outside the Eagles Stadium. SPCA was out there. Niggas was out there barking. Niggas had dog collars. When fucking Deshaun Watson went to fucking Cleveland, like those haters be there. But when they get to see some shit like Ray Rice knock his wife out, Roger Goodell, no. Oh shit, y'all saw the video? Guess what? Ray Rice suspended for life. Goodell saw the video before we did, and he only gave the nigga 4 games. But as soon as he knew that we seen it, I can't believe it. we just saw the video. Oh my gosh. It's horrible. Trigger warning. We're going to suspend him for the rest of the season. You will never have to worry about seeing him on the field again. But all in all, this girl had an ambulance chaser for a lawyer. They picked her story apart within 3 business days. It was probably the fucking coolest shit I ever seen in my life. Like, they went and got, they was so pressed to prove Shorty wrong, they went and found her dad. That's crazy to me, because how many women know their dads, bro? Nah, let me chill. But they found Shorty's dad. Shorty's dad was just like, hey, I don't remember a lot, but I remember something like this. This shit ain't happened. The club was this, you know, big prestigious, or it was a lit club. They wouldn't have risked letting a 13-year-old up in there. So, you know, nothing crazy. Good to see my man exonerated swiftly. Stop trying to tie niggas next to Diddy just because they worked with him. I think that's important. You know, Diddy might have produced his second album, which was a great album. I think it's probably one of his best. Diddy might produce his second album, but I don't think Sean Corey Carter has baby oil in his closet. If he do, we'll never find it. Like, it's deep in the closet.
Nah, man, bro. Diddy alone on this one, bro. I'm going to take them charges on, bro. Diddy don't even want to bond no more for what I'm hearing.
Diddy, but listen. Diddy's drug carrier. he got freed.
Bro, this is about Diddy though, bro. This is, that's the thing. Like, that's why don't nobody want to be associated. They even had, do you see Will, right?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Nah, what that nasty nigga do?
He was just like, you know, some, he said some slick shit, like, yeah, basically, like, yeah, I ain't even had no, you know, I don't even like Baby Oil or some shit he said, like, they caught him saying some shit like that, like, you can't lump us all in together, basically saying, like, yeah, celebrity ain't the same, some slick shit, but everybody kind of, like, dissing themselves from Diddy, though, it's like what it is, bro.
I'm a little disappointed, but it's on brand. If you ever work with Diddy, as soon as you get a fucking microphone in your face, somebody's going to ask you, yo. Look, y'all know what time it is? It's 10 p.m. on Wednesday. It's 45 degrees. No, Wap got the hotline tonight.
Okay. Phone just do the most sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do the most. Listen, be careful out there. That's all I gotta say. Be careful out there.
I'm always careful.
Well, I mean, you gotta be extra careful because, like, let's say you get into a situation and it doesn't end well. If Shorty comes for your 13%, I'm not putting up the largest of fights.
Please, hey man, Shorty come for my 13%, bro. It's critical. Wop behind them bars and some shit, man. Hey, man, I'm sending a dude this, you know, take care. I hope she do what she say she gon' do. But nah, man, like, yeah, bro, come on, man.
7.5%, way worse than 13. I ain't gonna lie to you.
My nigga Franklin Saint didn't get shit. Shorty ran off with the bread on his ass and the baby.
Ugh. I'm not that fucked up about the baby thing, but yeah, Shorty ran off on the bread.
I took his pay. Oh, shit. That was tough.
Not only that, my nigga had this. He made some moves to get a little bit more paper, some moves he didn't want to do. Like, he sold everything.
Yeah.
She had went and got a higher credit line or some shit. Then he went and sold everything, and she took that too. Like, god damn.
Been leaving with nothing. Made sure he was fucked up.
His mama did that.
Oh, she sold him up the river. The mama did that. But, like, she just made sure, like, the nigga ain't even have no breathing room. She just dubbed, G. She
got a butt. I will say, and I think I might have said this on a pod. I don't know. My whole life is a pod. But in that last episode, when he found Peaches, and he killed Peaches and Peaches' little crackhead roommate, he got into that safe, and it was $11,000 in that safe.
What you saying he could have did?
His first brick cost him $11,000.
Nigga, yeah, but that brick was, you know what I'm saying, what it was.
It was a CIA brick. It was from Avi. He ain't had those kind of connections no more. He ain't had that raw. And he definitely wasn't getting that shit for 11. Not that good quality. But that could have been a reset button for him.
Man, what that nigga Franklin tell that nigga, man, boy, he said, What you got, Saint? Nigga, I got the plug. Like, you ain't got that no more. That, when he said that, he was overflexing on the head.
Yeah, yeah, he was a little cocky. He was a little cocky in that man boy shit. Man, but he was
too though.
Well,
he was perfect villain for Saint.
He was the perfect villain because he never really faced nobody else. Everything else was internal. It was beef with Louis, beef with fucking Jerome. No. And that shit was really a stalemate.
The Kane beef.
Nah.
That was internal too because that was Kevin Big Brother, but it still was a real beef though. That was a real beef.
But after the shootout, and he got free from the tiger cage, that bullshit. He went to the football field and he was just like, if it wasn't for your brother, you and everybody you love will be dead. And then Kane was like, you think I'm hiding, little nigga? After they had that conversation, it was basically like, all right, this shit squashed.
It wasn't though.
Nah, cause Leon fucking was like, yo, you want to make shit right? Do business with us. Or else we gonna go to war. And you don't want to go to war. We don't need more black people dying in the street. Like, he hit him with that Martin Luther King shit, and Kane just saw dollar signs and was like, all right, cool.
He did.
And then Louie did what she did, and then that's when it was kind of just like, it was a battle royal at that point. It was Louie and Jerome versus Franklin versus Kane. That's why them niggas had to team up.
Because Louie, like, you know, women do, felt the need to get into some shit that she really didn't have a plan for. She didn't have a plan B. Oh, dude just gonna smoke Kane and then Kane out the way. But what if he don't smoke Kane? Kane got a lot of niggas that will die for him. Didn't factor that in, did you? Niggas came to the hospital and seen what it was.
Like, one nigga went to the hospital and snitched on his auntie.
He did do that though, but that's not his auntie either. Hey, when I first watched the show, I ain't gonna lie, I used to think like Franklin and Jerome and Louie gonna like fuck around and get together one day.
I thought so too, because she was on Sherm in season one. She was dusty. She was waiting. I tried to give you a legacy more than a subwoofer and a weight bench. Waiting for your bitch to come down from that shroom.
Schmack!
Don't hit me again. You gonna do what? Hey, yo, your auntie smoking shroom and watching fucking TV all day, like, That's the bottoms. But I definitely thought they was gonna have something, especially because she drove him to go see Claudia. They driving around on the late night tip. You see this nigga homeless daddy, and she's like, "Go and say hi to your daddy, baby. Go and say hi to your daddy." Like, I don't know. It was some weird shit. The wedding was weird when they was at the wedding and he was dancing with her. Like, all that shit was weird. I still love you, Auntie Louie.
Yeah, like, but that was before she dropped that bomb on his ass. Or no, that was before Teddy took the money.
But she dropped the bomb on him.
Yeah, but he was cool with it. Initially, he was hurt, but he was cool with it though. He like, I got paper. I ain't tripping. You know what? I done made my bread. I'm cool.
Y'all. And then he went and talked to Teddy that same night. He's like, you went to the plug behind my back? 90% of what I move is through you. He's like, oh, my expansion idea. So then he goes and meet with Reed, and he's just like, yo, you doing business with my people behind my back. That's crazy. I made you a lot of money, right? I made the country a lot of money. I made a lot of money. Hey, look, let's just end this shit because you not playing fair. And that seemed to be the right thing to do if the nigga didn't have your bank account information.
Or if he just didn't want to control you, because that's what it became at the end of the day. A control thing. Like, you think you just going to walk away? Like, Reed knew, like, more than likely, you going to either be in jail and nobody going to believe what you saying, or you going to be dead.
But I think Reed took the money, and he said, like, because it was my money. Like, he said that in the middle of getting tortured. But I think it was a little bit deeper than just taking the money because I helped you get this money. I'm the reason why you got this money. I think he took the money because he couldn't disappear, Franklin. Like, yeah, you did that shit to a nigga daddy in Cuba and it was peace. But if he disappeared, Franklin, you're not finna go make drops with Louis and Jerome every week. Jerome gonna kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas ain't gonna just let that slide. You know who you can make disappear and who you can't. And I think taking his money was like the next best thing. Like, and who you gonna tell?
It's the only thing though, but it's the most important thing too though. Because again, you already showing me that you don't need me by shopping with my people, or you know what I'm saying, doing business with my people behind my back. That's just clear today. But now you won't even let me walk away with my earnings. It's just the ultimate control thing. I allowed you to think that you was untouchable.
I let you make this money, little monkey.
Fucking nigger.
So, moon cricket. speaking of niggas letting you make money, I know we didn't cover this, but it's quite hilarious. So the Drake lawsuit. I know we're a couple weeks old on this, but I think it's important, especially for some of these bigger situations, to just let them shits marinate real quick, because you don't want to sound stupid having the first take, and you just want to kind of do your research, read the paperwork. So Drake got two lawsuits, and his lawsuits against UMG, Universal Music Group, his lawsuits are basically saying, y'all niggas help me cheat to make big numbers. And then when it's time for me to get a new deal, you don't help me cheat to make big numbers anymore. And you got to answer for that.
Not facts, though.
I love the suit. Because, and this ain't even hate Dizzle. This is just regular, this is music fan Dizzle. Some of his best charting songs are the least favorite songs I've ever heard in my life. I'm sorry. That I'm too sexy for my shirt shit is some bullshit. I'm sorry. That shit is buns.
I mean, it still was catchy though.
Slime You Out.
That's my shit.
Well, we're well aware, sir. We're well aware.
You bitch is really carried away. Oh, God.
No, no, no. Kill it. Go. Go hit the rest of the joints. I know you got a strong eight. You know what I'm saying?
A nigga Drake go crazy, bro. Like, for real. I mean, that nigga, he knows, like, at the end of the day, these females definitely be, they savages, bro. They savages.
Man, Drake be getting spun. You hear me? Drake, they be doing Drake dirty. No matter how much money he get, whether it's Courtney that worked at the Hooters on Peachtree in Atlanta, or it's fucking Summer, or whoever it is, these young ladies just know they can spin Drake at any part of his career. It's amazing. I like this lawsuit, but I hate it. I like it because it's exposing the machine for the fake shit. The streaming farms, the, you know, hey, Nick, you're forcing niggas to put these songs on playlists so that they get extra spins, whatever, whatever. Like, cool. I like that. And I like that he's doing this because it's basically time for him to renegotiate. And last time they gave him $400 million. So what do you give him now? If the last time he was up for renegotiation, I think it was four or five albums ago, and you gave him $400 million then, his popularity, his skill, his sales have only gotten better since then. Like, it's a billion now, right? That's a $1 billion deal. But I'm pretty sure he don't want just money. Like, he didn't, every time he talked about being on the previous tour, he didn't sound like super pleased about being on tour. It sounded very slavish, sounded very forced. And I think some of his creative juices aren't going as fluid as they should be. Hence the reason why he did the joint album with 21. Hence the reason why he did the Nevermind. Honestly, Nevermind joint, because it's just less work for him to have to do to work through getting through that damn contract. But I don't think he wanted, you know, $600 million or $700 million, $800 million, $1 billion. I think the nigga wanted equity. Let me get some ownership in this music label. Let me .05%. Shit, that's enough to eat off of for the rest of your life. But also, we're not finna give you 1% or 0.5% of the fucking label. You nuts, nigga? Okay, cool. And then this nigga just got the paperwork. Yo, suing y'all niggas. Because y'all niggas cheated to make me fire. And now you doing it for somebody else. That's making me look really shitty. And it's time for me to renegotiate. All at the same time. It's just really bad timing. But them same tricks y'all did for me when I put out trash records. Y'all doing them tricks for that little nigga that wears a size 7 in men's.
Little foots.
That's little steppers.
The little stepper. Hell no.
It's ugly, but it's also not going to end well for Drake.
I mean, why should it? It's a dirty game. I mean, you beefing with a label mate.
That nigga's beefing with the label too. Shit.
I mean, yeah, it manifested into that, but like, I'm just saying, like, that's what happened when you beefing on the same team. you essentially start forcing people to choose sides.
It's bad. This is worse than Drake getting ghostwriting for me. Yeah. To me, this is worse. Cause like losing to Kendrick is one thing. That's cool. Like, lose to Kendrick. Then this nigga go get the Super Bowl. That's crazy. The nigga's gonna call you a pedophile on the Super Bowl stage. That's crazy. And you had to sue the fucking label for cheating to make your numbers. Mm. So like when we found out that he had ghostwriters, all everybody said was, I don't give a fuck. He rapped the fuck out of that. He rapped it better than the nigga that wrote it. But I never want to hear him talk about that best MC shit, blah, 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 because we don't know who wrote it. So like Drake hasn't really said anything about being the best MC since that shit happened. Like it's been pretty quiet on, yeah, I'm the best, blah, blah, blah. Like he did the big three shit, but that's more of a shout out to his draft class with all the rappers that was in the draft class with him, and him, Cole, and fucking Kendrick was always the big three in that draft class. Not to mention Wale's there, Big Sean's there, like they're gonna round out the top 10, but like that's them in their draft class's thing. But he hasn't talked about being the best MC at all. Niggas, no, it's the sixth god. Like he hasn't done none of that shit since. Cause he kind of understands, but he did talk a lot of shit about sales. Mm-hmm. He did talk a lot of shit about first week numbers, about tours and selling out arenas and blah, 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 big money shit, this and blah, blah, blah. And it's big D and that's video proof. Like he talked a lot of shit. This is just one less thing that he can talk about because by your own admittance, some of this shit was fake. Some of this shit was bots. Some of it was streaming firms. Some of it was just manufactured numbers. Is your music really good? Like, and we know Son's going to take a break. He even talked about that in the middle of the battle. But that break is looking a little bit different. Because are you going to take another slave deal for $400 million that's got all these obligations in it that you wasn't terribly pleased about before? And niggas might be salty with you and not turn on the fake machine to help stimulate some of these numbers. You might look like a regular artist out here. You might go out there week one and do 90K. Not 290K like you're accustomed to, 300K the first week, 130 the second, 120 the third. Like, nah, them days is over. You might do 90 the first week and it only goes down.
Type shit.
Damn. They done killed the Canadian, bro. They done killed the beige god, maple syrup legend.
I mean, it's Drake, bro. He be all right. He gonna, hey, Deshaun Watson bounce back. I mean, Drake gonna bounce back. He be all right. He just gotta. Right now, he just down bad because he kind of initiated this shit and then it just didn't go out the way he planned it.
That's ugly. I'm waiting for the joint though. I'm waiting to see more come to light about this lawsuit. Lesser notable artists will now be suing their labels. This is setting the precedent. I can't wait to see how it turns out. I can still blame Taylor Swift for a lot of this. Just because I feel like somehow, some way, this is kind of her fault. She ain't have to sue niggas. When she wanted to re-release that album that made a whole lot of money, but that money never hit her pockets because she did bad business, she went in the booth, she re-sang them songs, and the fucking fans ran it up. That re-release of that album sold more than the first go-round. And as soon as she got done putting that shit out, 2 weeks later, the music label said, hey, you can't re-release shit no more. No more of that re-release shit. 30 years. You want to re-release some shit? Give it 30 years. You can't do that shit no more. When Drake had the exclusive deal with Apple, where his album was on Apple before it was anywhere else, and Hov's album was on Tidal exclusively, and you could only listen to Hov music on Tidal, and Frank Ocean came out with some shit, and it was only on Apple. After Frank Ocean beat niggas in the head and left the room, niggas said, yo, no more exclusive albums. No more exclusive albums. You ain't seen an exclusive album artist since. It's none of that. Hey, we only gonna put your album on Apple because your label got a deal with Apple, or because whatever. And it's only gonna be on Apple for a week, 2 weeks, so we can boost the numbers. Nah, that shit's done with. So at the end of this, we're going to see some more rules change. Hey, no more streaming farms. Everybody's numbers might go down after this shit. Cardi B should have put an album out when she had a chance.
You want to see a dead body?